That track right there, Frankie with Uber for One to Johnsonville. On the other end of the line, we're chatting NZIFF, the film fest going on right now. I'm here with Toby Mills, director and producer of Whetū Marama, Bright Star. Fantastic film. Good morning.
Kia ora Christchurch. Hope you're well down there. We're still in lockdown up here in Auckland.
Yes, oh my gosh. How are you feeling considering everything? Gosh.
Well, it's been a blessing in disguise, believe it or not, because I've got to finish this film. So that's been pretty tough.
Oh, that's good news. Pleased to hear it, and especially in time for this fantastic film fest. What's it like being a part of such a lineup? Gosh.
Yeah, it's an amazing festival, and I'm just so happy that some people can actually go back to the cinema because we've missed it for so long. What an extraordinary festival, and the organisers have done an amazing job to really get anything mounted this year after what's been going on around Aotearoa and around the world.
Undoubtedly. How has COVID-19 impacted you and the film production then? I'm sure it has in so many different facets.
Yeah, well, last year when we had our first lockdown, we were about to go to Tahiti to do some filming at Raiatea. So obviously that got cancelled. And we were also about to do a voyage across to Rīkohu, the Chatham Islands, and that got cancelled. So there were two components of our film that we couldn't do. So, yeah, it took a little bit of creative thinking to come up with ways that we could replace those story threads. So we ended up, after lockdown came off, we did a big studio shoot at the Muriwai Surf Club, which sort of depicts the ancient voyages of our ancestors, our tūpuna. Which, yeah, turned out to be really cool. So, yeah, you had to, as everyone does in the world, you had to, you know, adjust and come up with what you could come up with, you know, within the confines of how we were living.
Hey, you got to have your plan B's and C's, as we've come to know, trust and believe.
Yeah.
So give us the background on what the film is actually about. I probably should have started with this, but the thing is, I was so engrossed in the film that in my mind, everyone's already seen it, you know? Like, it should be that good. Everyone should be looking at it. So yes, what is it about for anyone that has not had the pleasure and opportunity to watch it yet?
Well, first of all, its central character is Heke Nukumai Puhipi Busby, who is a fella from up north, Northland. He was a bridge builder in the north. He started working quite physically from a very young age, and he ended up building about 200 bridges all through Northland.
Wow.
And then in 1990, the year of the Waka, he was commissioned to build his first Māori canoe, Waka Taua, a war canoe, which he took on with fervour. And he was quite esteemed in old knowledge, so quickly grasped how to do that. And then, yeah, not long after that, a young fella turned up on his door who ended up to be this amazing guy, Nainoa Thompson from Hawaii, which kindled a friendship that lasted throughout his whole life. And Nainoa basically coming back to Aotearoa over a period of the last 35 years.
Yes.
And began this waka journey. Basically, he went into the forest, cut down two big kauri trees, logs, carved them, and put them together, put it on the water, and, yeah, sailed the ancient pathways of our ancestors again.
Away laughing. So, yes.
Yes, his story. And the people around him, and this whole thing about us finding our identity and reclaiming, you know, especially these, in debunking the myth that we, you know, we floated here. Polynesians were amazing navigators and sailors.
Yes, we need to lay some respect on their name, 100%. And this film totally does that. Absolutely beautiful depiction of, I guess, just such a deep history that I wish was far more commonplace in schools and all over the shop too. So I commend you for not only the subject matter, but also for approaching it so gracefully.
Well, it's been a real blessing, really, because, I mean, it's been sort of 15 years in the making, at least, since I first met Hector, and he used to ring me up and say, "Hey, boy, what you doing?" I'd say, "Fine. You're going to Hawaii, you're coming." And I'd say, "How much is that going to cost?" And he'd go, $3,000. I'd say, "Oh, okay." So I'd jump on the plane with him, and off to Hawaii I'd go, and I'd take my camera with me and document him building canoes up there, and then I'd join in the process and learnt myself. And so, yeah, I really got to see the man over a long period of time. He was a really amazing character. It was hard, but he could be, what a joy to be around as well.
Undoubtedly. I have to ask how you came to direct and produce this film. How come this was the story you told here?
Well, it's been percolating for, quite a few years. And we had over a 10-year period applied for funding, but hadn't been successful. And then we ended up pitching at Doc Fest to have a pitching competition. And we came in second in that competition. And a lot of broadcasters from around the world, especially Australia, were going, wow, what an amazing story. Who's going to fund this? And so the Film Commission asked us to put in an application. And, we got accepted for a low-budget feature documentary, which gave us enough money to go filming again and to get into the edit. So that's been over a period probably of the last 2 years. Just to finish off, get what we thought we needed to make a film that we thought would give the gravitas, but also provide the scope and the depth for an audience to actually get to grips with what this celestial navigation is really all about.
There's definitely content to sink your teeth into watching the film, so you've definitely achieved that, can say that for sure. I would love to know how it feels to be a part of, I suppose, such a long-standing history, now that you will be continuing not only Heck's legacy but also the legacy of fantastic wayfinding,
there is an amazing group of people who have been, part of this co-pupper, part of this journey over the years, and it's really them. I've really only come and gone and been on the outside, and they've been gracious enough to spend their time and share their time with me to be able to tell this story. So I feel like I've been really been a great honour for me to be a part of this, and the people who are out there now, the younger generations, wow, they're amazing, and the amount of waka that are now in New Zealand. There's Waka Ama clubs, but there's also Waka Hodua, the double hull voyaging canoes that are really schools on the water. And, there's like seven of them in New Zealand now. So, it's been an explosion, and I think it's just a really awesome way for us to reconnect with nature, reconnect with Mother Earth, especially in these times when, we've got a lot of time to think about what's happened to the planet and where we're heading to from now.
For sure. Everything lives in the virtual cloud these days, so to be able to ground ourselves is so beautiful and much needed, for sure. I was going to ask how you think we can continue uplifting and, I guess, placing or highlighting such Māori navigation, but you've kind of done it there, the way that it's coming through schools as an explosion, as you say. But what are some other ways that we can continue to uplift these stories?
Well, I think it's just a matter of, being aware of what's around you. There's canoes now, there's waka that are in Hastings, Tainui have them. They come and go from Raglan, from Kawhia, in Auckland, at the Maritime Museum. There's opportunities for people to engage with waka hodua, with the double hull wakas, and actually, reach out and actually go for a ride on them sometimes. It's just to be engaged. So actually, if you're really interested in star navigation and, these old histories, don't be scared to engage and reach out and talk to people.
What do you think the future will hold for you as a filmmaker?
Oh, I have no idea.
COVID-19 and all that.
I did have a period where I moved away from filmmaking and did some other things. But, story seems to always grab me and bring me back. I've been working in the industry now since the late 90s with my own company, and made a lot of different programs. This has been quite exciting, doing a 90-minute feature. It's quite a different beast to, half hour and 1 hour. But I'm reasonably busy. My partner, she has her own current affairs show on television, so we're always coming up with storylines, and she plugs me in if I need to film her for this or that. We're actually at the moment in post-production on another documentary on Moana Jackson, the lawyer who's so seminal to the Māori law, but also to New Zealand as a society and looking and reflecting on itself. And then as soon as lockdown's over, we'll be able to go out filming. I'm doing a 7-part series called Ngā Modam, called The Negotiators. And that's going to be on Māori television, and that's season 2. So if you haven't seen it, it is on demand on Māori television, a series called The Negotiators, and it looks around the treaty settlements and the process, really, of negotiating those settlements with different tribes. It looks at 7 different tribes and 7 different negotiators and leaders that led their tribes to these negotiation tables with the government. And, yeah, what was involved in the process. It's a real eye-opener, and it was a real pleasure in the first series to actually do Ngaitahu, of course, with Te Tipani Regan.
Gosh, I'm sure. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I have no words, which it's my job to have words. So kudos to you. Kudos to you, Tony.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming onto the show. I'll give you the space for final words. So if there's anything you want to say, now's the time to do so.
Well, the film's coming to Christchurch. It's going to be playing at the Isaac Theatre Royal on the 20th of November at 1 p.m. So, I mean, that's an old, beautiful theatre, isn't it? It's one, and it survived all the earthquakes. That's pretty amazing. And I'm a Temuka boy, so I knew Christchurch really well. I used to spend a lot of my holidays in Ashburton, and our big treat used to be coming up to Christchurch to get KFC in the holidays. I'm a mainlander at heart, and Christchurch and Canterbury, South Canterbury, are very dear to my heart. So everybody, if you've got an interest in stars, sailing, or just really good characters, come along to Whetū Marama Bright Star at the New Zealand National Film Festival on the 20th of November.
Yes, thank you so much again, Toby.
All right, cool. Have a great day, everyone.